I want to thank those that have been able to come out
this afternoon to study another portion of God's Word. And I want to say to you that anytime I mount God's pulpit, that I share things that can enrich you through the Word of God. And I thank all the brothers that have participated thus far in our worship service on this afternoon. And want to share with us that we assemble following those five acts that we find in Acts 2:42 and 47, where we have the apostles teaching, our giving back to the Lord, what he blessed us with, breaking of bread, and in prayer. And then we praise God with the fruit of our lips. And the Bible says, and having favor with all the people, the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. There was one here on this afternoon that have not obeyed the Lord. I don't want to take for granted that someone may be here, may be in assembling with us for a lot of times that have yet to obey the Lord. I want you to know that God wants you to obey the Lord and become a Christian. Amen? Amen. So on this afternoon, meet me, as was read in our hearing, thank our brother, Acts chapter 16, and beginning at verse number 25 on this morning. As I said, I try to connect the morning message with the afternoon message. On this morning, we spoke from the subject from Titus text that we are studying from, but according to his mercy, he saved us. According to his mercy, he saved us. And so this afternoon, we want to speak from the subject where one asked the question, sirs, what must I do to be saved? What must I do to be saved? And so again, we want to use the word of God that we can edify ourselves, even though we're going to look at a case study of one who obeyed the Lord, had a desire to obey the Lord, what transpired not only in the life of the person that wanted to obey the Lord and how that was accomplished, but also look at the Christians that were involved in the conversion. In Acts chapter 16, verse number 25, the Bible says unto us, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. Now, in order to understand that verse, let us go back up to verse number 22 that takes us to verse 25, because there's something interesting I want us to see as a Christian. The Bible says, regarding those that were over them, the Romans, the Bible says in verse 22, and the multitude rose up together against them being Paul and Silas, and the magistrates rent their clothes and commanded to beat them. And the Bible says, and when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely. The Bible says, who having received such a charge, he thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. So what he did was, notice this here, I want us to understand, when we get to verse number 25, understand what transpired before verse 25. The Bible says when they had been captured by the Romans, what the Romans did, the Romans had them beaten. Yeah, the Bible said they were beaten with stripes. And the Bible says not only that, after they were beaten, they were cast into a prison. And the jailer was told to watch them, put stocks on them. So at midnight, the Bible says that Paul and Silas sang praises. They prayed to God and they sang praise unto God. I want to share with us, even when we have suffered harshly, we can still pray and sing praises to God. Yeah, even when we're going through stuff, as they were going through. Remember now, when you looked at those dungeons that they were placed in that time, they say they could have been infested with fleas and other insects. And remember now, they've been beaten, so they're bleeding, and they was cast in there. And during that time period, the Bible encourages us to say they made time to pray to God and to sing praises to God. What's the blessing, Brother Stroud, from this? When you're going through stuff, when you're facing hardship, make time to pray to God and to sing praise to God. And note what the Bible says in verse 25. Not only because the prisoners that were there with them, they were under the same, a similar torment as them, but what they heard Christians praising God, singing to God. The Bible says, and suddenly there was a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were open and everyone's bands were loosened. What we find that God heard, they prayed to God about their situation. God heard their prayer and God allowed our earth to quake and allow their shackles and the doors to come open. The Bible says in verse 27, and the keeper of the prison awakened out of his sleep, seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. He knew that if he had allowed those prisoners to get away, because he, in verse 24, he was given a charge to watch them. He knew that if he didn't do his job, his life was going to be taken. So what he did, notice this here now, he had made a decision within himself to kill himself. And I want to say to us, when one does not have God in their life and they face difficult situations, sometimes one can consider taking their own life. The Christian needs to have confidence in God when you're going through things. You know, think, remind me of that song that we sing during VBS sometimes. We say, I got confidence. Jesus is going to see me through. No matter what the case may be, my Lord is going to see me through. And so sometimes, unlike the jailer who didn't have God in his life, for the Christian, we should never consider that. Why? Because we trust in God. And we know no matter what my situation is, unlike the jailer, he didn't have God in his life, so he didn't have no confidence or to trust anyone. He was going to take his life. But notice what the Christian did in verse number 28. The Bible says, but Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm, for we are all here. Then the Bible says he called for a light, and he sprang in, and he came in there trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas. See, sometimes life situations can cause you to tremble. But when those that are us that are Christians, even though we may have fear about things and what the outcome of things, we still got to have trust in God. Amen. And the Bible says, and he brought them out. And he said, notice now, after they told him this man was thinking about taking his own life, but a Christian intervened. And the Christian told him, don't do yourself no harm. We are here. And the Bible teaches us that they gave us an opportunity, or gave these Christians, Paul and Silas, opportunity. When he brought them in, he asked them the most important question that I can think of in the entire Bible. When he asked them the question, my subject title, sirs, what must I do to be saved? In other words, he knew he was a sinner. He asked him, what can I do to save myself from my sins? And note the teaching for all of us when we find somebody that God gives us an opportunity to share the word of God with them. The Bible gives us instruction. And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house. So we see from the text, salvation from one's initial sin begins with faith in Jesus Christ as the Son of God the Father. So we fit fine. When we want to teach somebody, it begins with them believing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And the Bible says, and they spake unto him the word of the Lord and to all that were in his house. So they shared with him the fact that you need to understand who God is and who Jesus is. And we find the scripture teaches us in Acts 4, and the Bible teaches us in verse number 12. The Bible says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. That name that is given is Jesus the Christ. A person first, he told the jailer, you first must have faith in Christ. The Bible said they spake the word of the Lord to him. They had to share with him what we find, what Paul in his teaching, those in the Corinthian letter, 1 Corinthians 15, where he taught them in teaching them the word of God, there are specific things we must teach them. We must teach them first that Jesus Christ died for our sins. We talked about that this morning. Secondly, that Jesus Christ was buried in a tomb. And thirdly, he rose from the dead. The Bible tells them that he taught them, Paul and Silas taught him that. And the Bible says that after they taught him that, they spake unto him the words of the Lord, unto him and all his house. And now, watch this now. So we find faith in verse number 31. He had to hear verse number 32. So he heard the word of God, which brought about his faith. Now watch the order here. Then you find in verse number 33, I see repentance, because the same jailer who was responsible for putting them in prison and watching them in prison, the Bible says, and he took them the same hour of the night and he washed their stripes. So this same man who was responsible for keeping Paul and Silas and those other prisoners in prison, now he shows a repentant spirit in the fact that he took Paul and Silas and said, man, let me wipe these stripes where you've been beaten. And the Bible says after that, and he was baptized, he and all his house. And when he had brought them into his house, he set meat or food before them and rejoiced, believing in God with all his house. So the Bible teaches us we have an example of Christians. Even though they were going through trials, even though we're going through stuff, we should never lose the heart to want to try to convert somebody that we see that may be in need of the Lord, especially those people that ask us. They may not ask us in the form, sir, what must I be saved? But they'll ask. I had somebody today. We left from a restaurant today, and I saw a person. And the guy asked me, he said, excuse me, sir. I said, yes. He said, what church do you go to? And I had my badge on. I said to him, I'm a member of the Highland Heights Church of Christ. And he said, I'm a member of the Spring Creek Church of Christ in Tomball. And so I said to him, I serve as the minister for the Highland Heights Church of Christ. And he said to me, my name is Ken Wallen. I am an elder at the Spring Creek Church of Christ. Small world, amen? Amen? Yeah, so we never know the impression that we can make on people when we carry ourselves the way we can. And we should look for opportunities such as the jailer. We look for people to say to us, sir, what must I do to be saved? They may not say it in that same format, but they'll ask us, when they ask you a question about what congregation you go to, what church you go to, that may be an opportunity that we can teach them. And we have from the Word of God those five acts The one that we don't see there is Acts 8:37, when Philip converted the eunuch, and he asked him, "If thou believe with all thy heart, thou mayest." He made the statement, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." That's why we have to look at the Word of God holistically and not just take an excerpt, because we don't see that statement in there, but we also find it somewhere else in the Bible. So we want to make sure that a person also makes the confession, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." Then we baptize them in the name of the Lord, and they're added to the church. So on this afternoon, from the text, we want to look at again, not only the jailer who desired to be saved, but also the behavior of those Christians who have suffered, and how they didn't allow that to keep them from expanding the kingdom of God's, the borders of God's kingdom, by teaching that which is truth to get someone obeyed. If there's someone today that have not obeyed the Lord, we want to give you the opportunity to obey the Lord as we prepare ourselves to sing an invitational song. Again, our responsibility, as we find in Paul and Silas, no matter what we're going through, if the opportunity presents itself to teach someone the Word of God, to give them opportunity to become a Christian, we want to make sure that we do that. Again, the opportunity to obey the Lord is yours to do it. Together we stand as our brother come up and to lead us in a verse of a hymn. Thank you very much.